ABC News.
New research into aggressive childhood cancers is achieving astounding results. Researchers are using genomic profiling of cancer cells to come up with individualised treatment plans for patients whose other options may have been exhausted. In 30% of cases, tumours shrank and in some patients completely resolved. The study published in the medical journal Nature Medicine involved 250 children being treated at cancer centres across Australia. Associate Professor Paul Eckert is from the Children's Cancer Institute in Sydney and he joins us now. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
How big a breakthrough is this in the treatment of childhood cancers?
I think this study is really unique in the Australian environment and one of the very few studies really in the world that is taking such a comprehensive approach to these very difficult cancers. It's certainly one of the biggest advances, I think, in our understanding of high-risk childhood cancer for many, many years.
Now, not being a scientist myself, can you explain as simply as you can how the treatment works?
So what we do is we take a sample of the tumour and we read the genome. So if you like, we take the lid off the cells, we extract all the genes and we comprehensively look at all of those genes. We read the full genetic code and from that we can understand where the genes that were formerly normal in a cell have gone wrong, and it's that drives cancer. And from that appreciation, if you like, of the genetic complexity of those cancer cells, we can find far more often than we expected to, in fact, changes that could indicate a new treatment path or a treatment path that might not have been available to that child and that family had we not done that test. And that's really the biggest finding from this study, is that we've been showing that we've been able to do this, to do it on a national scale and to do it in a time that's meaningful for those children and families.
And what's the time frame? Is this a form of treatment that's already available, or is it still in the very early trial stages?
This is what we're doing here is definitely a trial, but it is available in this trial form in every major cancer centre in every capital city in Australia. So we've had buy-in from all of those oncology specialists all around the country who are really working with us. So, you know, we estimate we must be capturing nearly all of the children in Australia with this high-risk cancer. Some of the treatments that we might recommend are in their earlier stages of testing, and some can only be accessed through clinical trials, and that's how it should be. But this, I think, is really demonstrating that this is a very promising path forward for children and families who sometimes face very difficult choices and sometimes have very few options available to them.
As once again, not being an expert myself, but is there a chance the science that you've used here could have broader benefits? I'm thinking of aggressive adult cancers, for example.
Well, absolutely, there is, and indeed there are programs that are doing just exactly this in adult cancers, and on a national scale. So really, this is if you like, the changing face of cancer biology, and it's the changing face of cancer treatment, and it has very much broader applications than just high-risk childhood cancer. But I would say that this is really the first time we've applied it in this setting at this scale, and we've shown that really as a nation we're able to really find the features in these cancer cells that perhaps would otherwise not be known about.
The changing face of cancer treatment, I mean, it does sound substantial, and 250 children being treated at cancer centres across Australia. Has there been a lot of international interest in the work that you're doing?
Yes, there has been quite a bit of international interest, and we are part of a collaborative group that works with similar studies in Europe, in Germany, in England, in Canada, and in the USA. So there is a real, you know, international push to drive this forward in childhood cancer management. One of the unique features of our study, and perhaps one or two elsewhere in the world, is that we use the most comprehensive way to do that genomic analysis. So instead of reading just the code of some genes or some parts of some genes, we read the code of all genes and all the DNA in the cancer cells, and we also look at how those genes are switched on or turned off. So it's the most comprehensive, it's the most technically challenging, certainly the most expensive way to do it, but what we've shown is that the end results, what you get back, is really in nearly 70% of children, some idea of a different treatment path that could be available.
Okay, Associate Professor Paul Leckett, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. ABC News.